of our heart.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me.
My God shall supply.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory, and he will give his angels charge over me. For Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
Come on, sing it again. Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Oh, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, you're my provider. Your grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, hey, my provider. Your grace is sufficient for me, my God shall supply. Hey, my God shall supply all my needs, and it's according to his riches and glory. And he will give his angels charge over me. Oh, Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, oh, according to his riches. Yeah, and he will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh, come on, my God. Say, my God shall supply all my needs, hey, according to his riches. And he will give his angels. Oh, Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh, come on, my God shall supply. My God shall supply. Hey, according to his riches. Oh, he will give his angels. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. For me, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, now when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance. Say, I will dance. I will dance like David danced. I will dance. Say, I will dance. Yes, I will dance. Hallelujah. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my, I will praise.
David praise. Now when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will praise. Yes, I will praise. Say, I will praise. Oh, I will praise like David praise. I will praise. Say, I will praise. Oh, I will praise. Come on. Now when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will shout like David shout. Yes, I will. When the Spirit of the Lord, oh yes, I will shout like David shout. I will shout. Say, I will shout. Yes, I will shout like David shout. I will shout. Oh, I will shout. Yes, I will shout like David. Oh, I will dance. Say, I will dance. Yes, I will dance like David. Dance. So oh, I will dance. Say, I will dance. Oh, I will dance. Come on. I will praise. Say, I will praise. Oh, I will praise. Yes, I will praise. Oh, I will praise. Yes, I will praise. Oh, I will praise. Come on, I will shout. Oh, I will shout. See, I will shout. Oh, I will shout like David shout. I will. Oh, I will shout. Oh, I will shout like David shout. Oh, say, I will dance like David. And I will praise. I will praise like David praise. I will shout. I will shout like David shout. Somebody give God praise in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, I will dance. I will praise. Amen. I will worship. Praise be to God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we wanted to just have a few specials here tonight, amen, before the word of the Lord would come to our hearts, amen. We'll ask Sister Tina, amen, if she would come at this time, and she'll just sing a special for us. Praise the Lord. Amen.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live just for Him. But so often I fail. What guilt, what shame. It's my desire It's my desire to help someone today. Someone who may have failed in seeking the way. I once was lost, but I found my way to God. It's my desire
desire to live for him. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Tina. We certainly appreciate that. Amen. You know, serving the Lord is a choice, amen, that we all get the opportunity to make. And I'm I'm so glad years ago I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. I made the choice to serve him. I found out it's much better serving God than it is not to serve God. Amen. Life seems to be much easier when you're serving God. Everybody run through problems. I was talking to my wife on yesterday and just thinking about some of the things that's happening in the news lately, and just seem like everybody's going through something. No matter whether they're serving God or not serving God, you got something. But when you got God on your side, you got something to help you through your problems. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tina. Man, Brother Palmer, your daughters, would they like to sing for us tonight? Amen. All right, we'd like to get a special from the Palmers. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Say, give me you, and everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. See, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Oh, Lord, give me you. See, it's me, oh, Lord. I'm on my knees. I'm crying out to you.
Lord, it's me, oh Lord.
give me you, and everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
My God, my God. Give me you, Jesus. Everything else can wait. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all right. We appreciate that tonight. Amen. From the Palmer sisters. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's just prepare tonight for tithes and offering. And, we'll prepare to give. And then from there, we'll have the word of God come forth tonight. Pray over our giving. God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have to give to you, and we ask that you would use it for the furtherance of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for every need of your people being met according to riches and glory. And God, we just pray that you'd just be glorified and magnified in our offering tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Come on. I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, I give myself so you can. Here I am. Oh, here I am. And here I stand. Say, Lord, my life is in your hands. Oh, and Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. So tonight, Lord, I give myself away. Yeah, I give myself away so you. Come on, say, I give myself away. Yeah. I give myself away. So you. Give me that second verse. Oh, take my heart and take my life. Oh, as a living sacrifice. Oh, and all my dreams, God, all my plans, oh Lord, I place them in your hands, and I give myself. I give myself away so you can. Come on, sing it again. Say, I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I give myself away so you can.
My life is not my own. Come on, say my life. To you I belong. Oh, I give myself. Oh, I give myself to you. Come on, my life is not my own. Everybody say, my life. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself. Yes, I do. Come on, one more time. I give myself away. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Say with all your heart tonight. Oh, Jesus, I give myself away so you can use me. Keep playing softly. Come on, give God a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we surrender all to you tonight, Jesus. Our wills, our desires, our motives, our ideas, we surrender to you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. This weekend we have been under expectation, just believing God was going to meet us in a very special way. We're so happy tonight to have our precious Brother Simmons coming to preach the word of God to our hearts. Amen. Whatever God has placed in his heart, we want heaven to be emptied out tonight that we might receive. So tonight I just invite you to open up your heart and just let God speak to you as God's servant comes to the pulpit tonight. Let's welcome Brother Simmons from West Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. God bless you.
Thank the Lord for his grace tonight and for being here with you all in Jesus Christ's name. We appreciate Brother Jack. Just telling Brother Jari, he says, tell Brother Simmons to come down. I said, I'll let Brother Jari handle that. So Brother Jari worked it out. And I said, okay, we have come by the grace of God. Amen. So we were wanting to get back down. We was blessed with Brother Jack and Brother Smiley. Amen. When they came up and ministered under the tent. And we even saw people from across the street. And they just got thought coming over to the service after the meeting and so forth. And so by the grace of God, God would just bless so many people. Amen. And we thank God for them. Amen. Amen. Musicians left before I sang. So by the grace of God, I have to do a cappella.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise God. You know, my children, they like that, just smile and say, we hope. Oh, no, 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 no. They know I don't sing. So. By the grace of God. But by the grace of God, we thank the Lord. Amen. So much is going on, so much across the country and everywhere. Everybody's just seemed to be super busy. And in the super busy time, I find that, you know, it's just come a time that everybody seems to be occupied. Occupied with one thing or another. And the one that's been put on the back burner is God.
Come on. That's right.
He's been put on the back burner because, right. And we can't help it. Some things seem to be of importance to us to occupy our time.
My.
And occupy us to keep us away from the word.
God.
Bills to pay and got family to feed and all kind of things have occupied our time.
Yes, sir.
Schooling and, you know, trying to keep a certain average and all of that. It's occupying our time.
That's right, brother.
So we're so busy and occupied until it seems as though somewhere we have lost focus on the thing that's most important.
That's right.
And that's God.
Amen.
So I trust tonight that God would say something. You know, I was experiencing something in the back room, and I said, now what is this? And I was just praying, and I was experiencing something, and I was didn't know whether the Lord was going to break through and do something that I hadn't experienced before in my life.
Jesus.
But when I was experiencing that was going on, I said, oh, what is this? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what God wants to do tonight, but
Amen.
I know
Amen.
That I wish I can describe it, but I won't get into that.
Mm.
Trying to work you up in some emotional
type
of thrill or something.
My God.
But we just want to speak to you from the Word. I was ministering on the tabernacle for about 3 months at home. So we're going to just keep the same frame of mind.
Amen.
I was ministering up to Brother Anderson on the other night. And I just said, we're just going to stay on the same frame of mind. And we thought we'd just restir the saints. We had the little young children. They were on the front seat. And they come up. And Brother Gordon was up in Phoenix for my song leader. And Phoenix for a couple of weeks. And he says he got back. His children was talking about the seven seals and all of that. And they was up there. And they were just small kids. And so we were actually challenging them and their understanding of the horse riders and so forth. And you might say, what did that have to do with the tabernacle? And what does that have to do with, the Old Testament tabernacle and the New Testament? Hopefully we'll just share a little bit with you all
Amen.
Things that we've been sharing for the last few months
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's
Amen.
Name. So tonight, somebody says, Brother Simmons, he like a lot of noise. And he said, Brother Simmons, how do you, I was ministering one time in the prison, and the chaplain was sitting there, and he was crying like a baby. He said, how do you make all these grown men cry like babies? I said, not me. He said, I never seen nothing like that in my life.
Wow.
It's not that Brother Simmons was making those cry like a baby. It was the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Glory.
And, we always, look to Jesus to do something for the people.
Amen.
Because if we try to do anything, it won't even work.
Right.
I said, Lord, it's a privilege to speak to his people, seeing how frail and how much of nothing I am and we are. Amen?
Right.
And if we look at ourselves, we're not even worried to just stand in the pulpit.
My God.
But it's just by the grace of God that we're here.
Amen.
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 I said I should have had bullet wounds all over my body. Once I was a teenager and the guy just shot and emptied his gun. And he wasn't too many feet away from me. And my little cousin that started it all, I could run the fastest. He said, that's six. Let's get him. Everything was going out of me. I couldn't move. I said, he started it all. He said, that's six shots. Let's get him. I just froze. I said, and I'm searching. I said, I was a 22. Let me search and see whether I was shot. And I wasn't shot that night. And I could tell you of a lot of different instances, that God just spared us. So it's just his grace and mercy that we're here. I was just a teenager, and then God, teenagers have something in their mind. I don't know why I'm speaking to the teens, but God has something in your mind, and you're always thinking of, sports and, going somewhere, professional ball and all of that. So I had all that in my mind. It pumped my head up.
You know,
when your head gets big as a watermelon, you think you're something.
My God.
Little old skinny 150-pound somebody. Thank you, somebody going somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But by the grace of God, I speak to you that when God get a hold to you as a teenager and turn everything around.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? He just turns your whole life around.
Jesus.
And, you know, I thank God for speaking to me.
Glory.
And then when everybody, you know, the ministers falling like flies,
yes, sir,
you know, in Pentecost and coming up, you know, strict holiness and,
amen,
and stuff like that. And you see ministers fall like flies.
My God.
And you say to the Lord, you know, I said to the ministers, I said, if I ever did such a thing, you know what I do? I never preach again.
Mm.
And, you know, I was just a teenage boy just coming up like that. And they said, well, you said that. I said, I never preach again. They said, you can't make a commitment because you don't know what you're going to do. I understand what they were saying then,
yeah,
but I used the scripture. I said, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep,
amen,
that which I've committed unto him, amen, against that day.
Amen.
So I had a determination.
Yes.
When everybody else, they said, they call me Simon. Simon, what you doing? You know, we had a big church of, you know, three stories, you know. They said, Simon, what you doing in the basement praying all night?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
My.
Boy, you ain't scared of the ghost. Those dead folks be having funerals down. You know, so it's something about you. You got to pay the price to be alone sometimes.
Glory.
But see, most of us don't want to be alone.
Jesus.
But hopefully, you know, I'm just getting ready to get into the message.
It's all right.
Because it's all dealing with the tabernacle.
Yeah.
And so by the grace of God, most of us don't want to be alone. And see, I understood as a young man that I had to walk a lonely road.
Yes, sir.
And see, when Brother Brooks came into church, he looked at me and he says, huh? He said, if that fella could be saved, surely I can.
All right. Come on.
And then I had other drug dealers came and they said, you? Man, I never sold drugs in my life.
My.
I said, I didn't smoke or drink, not curse.
Amen.
But see, I hung around those people.
My Lord.
I looked like those people.
All right,
so they thought I was doing
right,
what everybody else was doing.
Come on now.
Because that's where I hung around.
My.
People that would kill you.
Uh-huh.
People that, you know, things like that.
Jesus.
So by the grace of God, so people that didn't really know me, they thought I was doing the same thing some of my friends was doing.
All right.
But I wasn't doing it.
Jesus.
They couldn't make me do it.
All right.
Why? Because as a little kid in Sunday school, something was embedded in me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
All right.
Glory. My brother, the pastor of the church in London, he said, I couldn't make you do some of the stuff we do. He said, I couldn't do it. It was just something that God had put in me. I just couldn't do it.
Amen.
So by the grace of God, it's just the mercy of God.
Amen.
That God had something there in store that kept me from doing some of the things that others was able to do.
Amen.
So by the grace of God, God kept me from doing that.
Amen.
And I realize now, if the Lord would have let me stay in the world a little while longer, I would have did everything everybody else did.
Because
I'm going to tell you, if the devil can just keep on weighing on you and weighing on you, he'll get to you after a while.
Amen.
And see, as soon as you can get a hold of God, you need to get a hold of God.
All right.
Because the devil, if you don't get a hold of God, the devil going to get a hold of you.
My Jesus.
The devil will take you out quick.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Let me just.
All right.
Sometimes I look back and I saw the foundation in Mullins when we went to the streets. I'm just telling y'all some testimonies.
It's okay. Take your liberty.
Maybe the Lord just want me to tell y'all
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen.
Went to the streets and the pool rooms and on the block and the dope dealers and the pushers and all. See, I was preaching sermons back then. It's not your thing, and you can't do what you want to do with it.
Right.
And the latest songs was, it's your thing, and you can do what you want.
All right.
So when the young people were getting converted, they were saying in the Mullen says, that preacher come to town, the little boy come to town, putting witchcraft on the young people. Because they not partying no more. They're not drinking no more.
Right.
They're not, the dope dealers are not dealing.
That's right.
That little boy come. What is he doing? And I says, you know, it's by the grace of God. A lot of those young fellows are in the message, and some are ministering and pastoring and so forth. And some went on to be, you know, professional people and doctors and so forth, because the Lord came through.
Amen.
And if he came through then, he can come through for you.
Amen.
So tonight, we can look back over the testimonies of many testimonies. Just stand here and just tell you what the Lord has done through bringing folks to God, if you're willing. I told my son, this is the best time ever to win souls.
Amen.
When you're your age. I said, that's when the people are listening to a teenager.
And,
you know, and I said, Lord, where's that next move of teenagers that can stand on a corner and just start preaching? Brother Brooks and I said, Brother Brooks, sing. We'd go on a corner, he sang. I said, okay, when he sang, get the crowd down. I said, it's all over now.
All right.
I said, all he had to do is get their attention.
Praise God.
And we go to preaching.
Glory.
And the Lord would move them on the corner. The anointing start drawing people. I remember on Detroit, on one of the worst corners in Detroit. I tell some people, they said, I'm from Detroit. I said, you know where Spring and Mac Street? That was one of the worst drug corners. While we was preaching, it was busting people and people shoot. I said, oh Lord, look what's going on. And so, by the grace of God, but you have to be a little crazy, you know. Because you got good sense, you ain't going to go. No. Not in Times Square, not in, you know, in Detroit, not in the different places that, you know. So somebody look at me, what are you doing in New York on Times Square? I've never been to New York. I'm on Times Square. I don't know what Times Square is.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Know what it was. I didn't know when I got off the bus. I was in Times Square, and I was in the midst of everything you want to see.
Amen.
They were doing it right there.
Amen.
I mean, right there. I'm fighting, and I'm just...
Oh, my.
People looked at me and said, son... And some Greek fellows saw me, and they said, come with us. I said, you're not from New York. You're from, I'm from South Carolina. They said, come on with us. So they took me around New York and took me with them, took me to their house and everything. And I said, Lord, you know, you got to be a little crazy to see what God can do, how God can touch lives and open doors and save people.
Yeah.
And touch hearts.
My God.
God does those things for
Amen.
Us. Why am I talking to y'all about these
all right,
things?
Brother. It's all right.
I don't know what you're going through.
Amen.
I don't know what you know. Let's stand.
Right.
Let's stand.
My God, my God,
I can just keep
God,
talking.
Amen.
I don't want y'all to go out and do what I did.
Amen.
I didn't have no sense. I hope y'all got a little bit more wisdom. See, got a little bit more gray hair. A little bit more wisdom. The thing that I did then, I don't know whether I'll try them now.
Oh,
so by the grace of God, but nevertheless, wherever the Spirit leads you, that's what you do.
Amen.
Let's just bow. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you forgive our sins tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
We ask that you move in your own special way.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, you bind demon powers. Lord God, that you come down and move among us in a supernatural way. For wherever God is, there's the supernatural. And Lord, I know you said when two or three are gathered in my name, you said there I'll be in the midst. So Lord, we welcome you now. Lord, forgive us and move our flesh back out of the way. Lord, we seek no glory of our own, but Lord, we just want to glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Lord, you said if we can be humble enough, you'll do great things. Lord, if you help us, oh God, we want to walk before you humbly.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, speak to the needs of your children. Lord, you know what they're going through. You know what they need.
Lord.
You know what this little fellowship needs.
Thank you.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 4:1-11. I'll read the first, you read the next, and we'll read the 11th verse together. Amen. Praise God. I wonder if Jesus was coming to town, I wonder would you be able to get in the door if Jesus was coming to town. See, lots of times, amen, people don't know when Jesus come to town. Amen. Well, but when Jesus come to the town, a lot of times, amen, only by revelation and by the Spirit of the living God, people got to, amen, be conscious and aware that Jesus is coming to town. See, it's something about when he came to town, it's something about his fame was known abroad. People start telling folk Jesus was in town. Jesus, amen. And they knew that Jesus would do something for them. Jesus was in town. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm just an old tent preacher.
All right. That's all right.
Street preaching. You know what I'm saying? Jailhouse preaching.
Right.
Prison ministry. Amen.
Glory.
Like Brother Kelly said, and I can't get away from that. Amen.
Amen.
So when I get a little excited and carried away, y'all know I've been in the jailhouse preaching too long.
It's all right.
Okay.
Glory.
Revelation 4. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter, too. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardis stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Four. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Six.
And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal, in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, and before the throne were four beasts, like unto lions.
And the first beast was like a lion, and the second one like a calf, and the third was like the face of as of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Eight. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat it on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, ten.
Over
the word, O Lord, to give his glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. May God bless the reading's word. You may be seated. Amen. God is good. Amen. We want to talk, you know, I was just ministering on the tabernacle, and we took it from the, amen, the Old Testament, and we went in and looked at the tabernacle that Moses built. We went to Ezekiel, went to Numbers, went to all of these different places, went to Hebrews and all those places, and showing the same pattern that was Moses was told to build it, and then it was a pattern of things that was in heaven. So we picked up the heaven part, amen, because hopefully we're familiar with the tabernacle that Moses was admonished to build. When we read Hebrews 9 and so forth, and the different places we know about the brazen altar, and we know about the message Brother Branham preached on the throne of judgment and mercy. We know about, praise God, the different ones that he when he speaks on references in future home in different places, the unveiling of God and going beyond the inner veil and going beyond the curtains. Amen.
Yeah.
So here it would be intertwining, because I don't preach from quotes, I preach from memory.
All right.
And if you'll bring things to my remembrance, then I'll preach it.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen.
So if I'm not quoting it like, you know,
right,
you're used to hearing it, Just bear with me a little while. So by the grace of God, the message tonight is come up here or come up hither. Amen. So it was a voice that summons John, which is a type of the bride. He said, come up here. Amen. Come up here. Amen. I find if there's ever been a time that the people need to come up.
It's this time. But you can't come up, amen, if you got too many weights and sins that so easily beset us. Praise God. You got that, amen. And when I'm talking about coming up hither, amen, I told you we was preaching on the tabernacle. And the tabernacle had a place, amen, where it had the outer courts and they had the holy place. And then they had the most holy place. Praise God. And where we're saying to come up to, we're talking about coming into, amen, behind the veil, into the holy of holiness. Amen. Come up hither. Amen. So when we are dealing with come up here, amen, we realize that he talked about, amen, he said a voice summons him, and the voice was like a trumpet, and it said to me, come up here.
Yeah.
Amen. So it was calling him up, amen. And you know the prophet that God brings out that he was talking about, amen, the rapture. For the church ages were over. Praise God. And after the church ages, that was a voice summoning coming up, come up here.
All right.
Praise God. So we find that in, amen, he said, I saw seven lamps of fire. Amen. And he saw voices of thundering and lightning.
Come on.
Praise God. So he said, now he said, I heard a voice that come up here. Now I want to go back to Revelation 1 and show you some things.
Praise the Lord.
Revelation 1.
Amen.
Praise God. And 10. Praise God. And I want to talk about the voice of the resurrection.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're looking to rise.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Praise God. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
See, we first of all need to be shaken, amen, out of sleep.
All right.
Praise God. We need to know that God want to do something.
Yeah.
Praise God. Somebody said, well, I'm too young. Amen. I can't see or understand what you're saying. Hopefully, amen, it's not far-fetched.
My God.
Amen. It's not something that's way off somewhere.
Yeah.
In left field somewhere.
All right.
But it's right down where you live. Right down where you are. Amen. Where you can walk in it.
My God.
Where you can come up here.
Come on.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
See, sometimes, amen, the reason why we don't come up, amen, because of those living creatures.
All right.
Amen. They're blocking, amen, the tree of life.
Oh my.
Amen. They're guarding the tree of life. We talked about, amen, one had the face of a lion, one had the face of an ox, and one had a calf, and one had the face of a man, and one had the face of a flying eagle.
Right.
Amen. And the prophet God brought out, they were blocking the way to the book of Acts. Amen. So the book of Acts, amen, is where the Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. And see, we want the power of the Holy Ghost, but we got to come by the cross. Amen. If we don't come by the cross, amen, you know, you can believe Malachi 4 and Luke 17, 3 and Revelation 10, 7. Amen. But first of all, you got to come by the cross. If you don't come by the cross, all of that is just head knowledge. So many people got the head knowledge and they say, well, I'm a message believer. Amen. But what is a message believer? But somebody that's been, amen, come by the cross. He said when they sprinkled the mercy seat, he had to sprinkle it seven times with blood. Praise God. Blood had to come. And the prophet God said, if there's no blood on the mercy seat, it becomes judgment seat. Come on. So here we had to have blood. So we got to come by the blood. The blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And when you come by the blood of the Lamb, you know what we mean when he said, amen, he's worthy.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Praise God. We don't mind praising God.
Amen.
Amen. But if you don't come by the cross, you don't understand, amen, about praising God because you don't know what God done for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. I've been going to church, but amen, I've been hearing about Jesus, but Jesus don't mean nothing to you until you come by the cross. You got to see Calvary. You got to see what he's done for you before you can lift your hands and praise him and say he's worthy. Praise God. You can't lift your hand when you're paralyzed. Come on. Praise God when the no day praise demons holding you down. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes. Amen. David, they won't loose you. Amen. Because you don't want to praise God, it's your choice. Shake somebody's hand and tell them it's your choice. You can praise him if you want to. Praise God. Amen. If he's not worthy, then don't praise him. I said it's your choice. Isn't that right? You can, if he's not worthy, then don't do nothing. Amen. Just look at me. Amen. And stare at me if he's not worthy. If he hadn't done anything for you, then you don't have to praise him. But if he's done something for you, then he's worthy. Come on, somebody. I said, then he's worthy. Praise God. You know, amen. Praise God. Sometimes, amen, we just, amen, want to worship God, amen, in quietness and in be still and know that I'm God. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes, amen, the angels, amen, I'm talking about what took place in heaven. They were saying, thou word. Amen. They stood and said, holy, holy. Amen. Praise God. Is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. They stood day and night giving God the praise. Amen. We can give God the praise if we want. They didn't have no choice in it. You got a choice. You can give God praise if you understand how worthy he is. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God when your next door neighbor, your friend down the street, amen, got in trouble or lost their life. Amen. It could have been you. Praise God. Praise God. When some young person all of a sudden got cancer, amen, I had an aneurysm or something like that, it could have been you. Praise God. Amen. They perhaps have said, I wish I would have gave God some praise. I wish I would have served the Lord, but it was too late. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I keep on telling, I've been experiencing, look like more miracles in the last year than we were experiencing in the last 40 years, and I've seen a lot of them. Praise God, I've seen the dead raised. I seen the cripple walk, the blind see. And some of these people, Sister Connie and Jeremiah, those testify of a lot of these things. Amen. Praise God. So, and seeing these things, but in the last year, God has been doing some great things. And I wonder what's wrong with people. Come on, somebody. I wonder what's wrong. I know Brother Ernest was telling y'all a little something about the things God has been doing, but amen, the half hadn't been told. Because he wasn't there. Come on, somebody. He just telling about what he heard. Amen. But see, and sometimes I wasn't there. I was just around. Praise God. And sometimes just being around, it's good to be associated with miracles, signs and wonders. Praise God. Oh, Lord. God is good. When God is moving and doing something. Praise God. You say, where's mine? If you're passing out blessing, then. Come on, somebody. I want mine. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, somebody, you know, and when I'm in a third world country, I pull out a $100 bill and I give it to somebody. See, I got to pull out a $1,000 bill for y'all to get y'all happy. Y'all, I put out $100 bill. Y'all, you see y'all here. I put out $1,000 bill. Y'all might smile. I say, wait a minute. I you got my attention. And when I give it to that person, you ought to see that person. And they go back and they see. You know, that's third world. They happy. You see what I'm saying? But here, you give them $1,000 bill, they might say, praise the Lord. I got it, y'all. Just y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying? See, people are do more praising, amen, for a little finance, a little money, a little car, automobile, than they'll praise God because he's worthy. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm talking about they don't know how worthy he is. If I were you, I'd give him something. Amen. Praise God. I know he's worthy of it. I'd give him something. Praise God. I won't allow myself to be dead. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. We know God is not a God of the dead. God is a God of the living. And I'm not going to allow myself to be dead. You can be dead if you want, but I'm not going to be dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's worthy. Praise God. You know, I preach in a lot of message churches. And a lot of, one pastor told me he had one of these big churches. He's overseas. And he said, that was my church. He said, that was my church. You had those people, when you was preaching at them like that, you had those people up screaming and hollering like that in my church. He said, boy, I don't know how you did that. See, I done killed them. He didn't say that, but that's what he did. And I want to see them do it when I'm there. You see what I'm saying? I was preaching over in Africa one time, and the pastor said it was thousands of people. He said, Brother Samuel, he said, I repent. He said, God, forgive me. He said, that's what we needed. He said, we needed the power of God. He said, I done taught him and taught him and taught him and taught him and taught him, and I done killed him. You see what I'm saying? So we get so much knowledge, and knowledge of what? Puff you up.
That's exactly right.
You get so puffed up and think you somebody know, just like a modern Pharisee.
My God.
In the message.
Yeah.
Head and shoulder above everybody. Yes, Brother Saul. I'm popular. We message. You Pentecost. Amen. Buzzards. Come on, y'all Pentecost buzzards. Amen. Chickens. Oh, yes, you're chicken. Y'all like to say all kind of stuff like that.
Right, right.
I remember before I got in the mess, they would call me chicken, fully virgin, all kind of stuff. I said, yeah, call me what you want to call me. One thing I knew that God had done something for me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And nobody was going to take that away from me.
Amen.
When I got to the message, they said, you Pentecost. I said, that's all right.
Amen.
I said, that's all right. I hadn't read nothing in there. Tell me that it wasn't all right to be Pentecost.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
And they preached to me. He's still going to preach like that?
Yes, sir.
I said, yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I remember Brother Brooks, he's looking at me. He said, Brother Sam. I said, I'm just crazy. Y'all know that. I'm just crazy. Y'all know I ain't got sisters now. I remember one time, brother was preaching so deep. And the brothers, the preachers came back. We just getting in the mess. They come back. Man, they were wiping tears. They was crying. And they said, I thought I had the Holy Ghost. I ain't got it. I said, I feel sorry for y'all. Y'all so smart. I'm just dumb as I can be. I don't know what they were talking about.
All right.
So I'm glad I was dumb. Y'all could hear all that sophisticated stuff and understand it. I didn't believe in nothing he said. See, when God gives you something, you don't let nobody take it away from you.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It doesn't matter how. I never saw the prophet try to take what you got. He wanted to add to what you have.
All right,
isn't that right? True. Praise God. Amen. We don't try to make a person feel bad. We try to lift a person up. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save them.
Amen.
Amen. Don't see how you can show a person how wrong they are. Show them, amen. Amen, how much God love them. You can get a little closer. Come up here. Amen. Come on up here. Amen. There's more. Amen. Praise God. See, Jesus, he wasn't trying to condemn them. He's just trying to get them to understand that Moses gave you not the bread that came down from heaven. And he said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. Isn't that right?
Amen. I got a bit of this message.
All right.
Amen.
I don't know what's going on in here.
All right.
Praise God. But whatever it is, I got to get rid of it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The devil don't want it loose. Sometimes, you know, I had demons cried out to me, and Lucifer and all kind of stuff. Young people. smaller than Jerrell, but little brother, Lucifer. I said, yes, Lucifer here tonight, but Lucifer got to go. Well, you asked us to come. When that little fella was calling on Lucifer, you might have went there. Little fella calling on Lucifer, eyes back in his head, nothing you can see, picking up those construction workers. I said, but the Lord was able to set him free. Y'all know Lucifer get in you if you don't let Jesus get in you. Ain't no devil gonna get in me and bother me. I'm somebody special. I love the Lord. You know, sometimes we love the Lord so much that we don't think Lucifer will get in us. I seen young pretty girls on the floor crawling like dogs and barking, doing like snakes. I said, goodness Lord. This nice looking girl here talking like a man. Look like a serpent. Some was, oh Lord. You see all kind of stuff happen to folk who don't want Jesus and don't want to praise him. All kind of stuff. And you try to warn people, there's all kind of demons waiting to get a hold of you, but God's mercy is with you. God's grace is here to help us, but we don't, we just don't want to praise him, don't want to give him, because we think, I have no fun. Everybody else having fun, not me. Praise God. Well, when I see some of my good buddies shoot up drugs and overdose and die right there, and then I see one of my buddies, man, we standing there talking and shot him down dead right there. But I said, Lord, you know, what is this world? It's folly. I'm just a teenager. I said, God, that's what I want. You know, someone told a suitcase of money, and they told him, you want some? I said, man, you're crazy. I want none of that filth. You know? But see, what do we want? What do we want? See, the prophet of God says, you know, what you going to do with the life he gave to you? He said, what are you going to do with the life that he gave to you? What are you doing with it? Now, you realize that the life that you have, it's been given to you by God. And God has given you this life, but what are you doing with it? You see, one day you're going to have to answer. You're going to answer to God. What did I do with the life that you gave to me? Amen? See, the talent that was given, they were able to gain more talent. Isn't that right? And the life that God has given you, he expecting when he comes to find out that you have eternal life. Are you with me? But see, in turn, amen, instead of having eternal life, some of us bury it. We bury it in worrying and, you know, stuff happened to you in life. Things go wrong. Amen. We're born in situations that we don't like and that we can't deal with. Because if we look at the condition, we can't deal with it. There's a lot of things in life we can't deal with it because we can't understand why you had to be in this kind of condition. And so it's difficult to deal with conditions that you can't understand. Amen. But you should not look at the condition. Amen. You should look at the cure. Amen. Or the answer. Amen. Or the solution. Amen. See, as long as you look at the condition, you'll always live a defeated life. That's right. Amen. But you need to look at the victory. Amen. Come on, somebody. Look at the overcoming power. Amen. Praise God. Like he said, oh, goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. Praise God. Amen. See, I can feel some things that folk be going through. And when I start feeling these things, amen, sometimes, you know, Lord help me sometimes. Sometimes the Lord allow me to call names. And I say, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. And I, it's been a long time since the Holy Ghost just ran out and just called somebody by the name, and then they just give their life to the Lord. I don't know what he'll do tonight. Amen. Praise God. But it's been a while that the God can do anything. Praise God. I remember it was a grandmama one time. She was sitting under the tent, and I went there. I was preaching wide open. And I turned to grandmama and called her name and said, "The Lord called you." And she was,
that was it
for her. She had a boyfriend and everything, but that was all over. Everything was over for grandmama. See, when God does it, he knows how to do it. Praise God. He can call your name. He know where you live. He know what you're going through. You know, but he used the word sometime. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I wish I can get to, amen, praise God, to them that overcome it. Did he give the eat of the hidden manna? And he give them a white stone. And in that stone, amen, a new name. Praise God. So I wish I can get to the overcomer, amen, and understand about your new name. But I can't get there tonight. Praise God. But there's some hidden manner, and it reveals your name.
Amen.
Praise God. But nobody knew but him that received it.
All right.
Amen. Nobody knew, amen, the new name but him that received it.
Right.
So it's something that God had hidden for you. Amen. But it's beyond, it's in the inner veil.
Right.
It's in the Holy of Holiness.
Glory.
Amen. You got to go back there and discover what God got hidden for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
But there's a way that you can get there. So we said, come up hither, and let's see what God is doing for you and I.
God.
Praise God. There are things that are available for us, but we got to cross over. Praise God. There's a promise that God has for you in this hour and for this day. Amen. That he wants to anoint your faith. Amen. That you can lay hold on his promises. Praise God. There is an inheritance that's for you. Amen. It's available for you, but God, amen, it takes a God coming down to anoint your faith to receive it. Praise God. See, God got to keep on, amen. Oh, Lord. He said there was a door open in heaven. Are y'all with me? Revelation 4. There was a door open in heaven. And certainly, amen, praise God, except God opened the door. Amen. But there was a door open in heaven. And then he said immediately. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know there's a door now that he's knocking at your door.
Amen.
Praise God. When he knocks at your door, amen, you got to open up to him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But we understood about the church ages and right Laodicea. Amen. He's standing at the door knocking because they put him out. Have you put him out?
My God.
Come on, somebody.
My God.
Has you ever, the individual, put him out and he's knocking at the door for what he was in?
Amen.
But now he's on. Knocking at the door.
Amen.
Amen. Then the voice summons in you. Come up here.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he's knocking at your door.
Yes,
praise God.
Amen.
The door of your heart. And you need to let him in. Amen.
Amen.
An open door. Praise God. I'm glad the door is open now.
Amen.
Because one day the door will be closed.
Amen.
Amen. One day he'll shut it and no man can open it.
Yes.
Praise God. But now he said, I set before you an open door.
Yes.
Amen. God got a door open for you.
Hallelujah.
Want you to come in.
Amen.
You can have access right now.
Yes.
One day grace is going to be over.
Right.
There'll be no mercy.
My God.
Glory to God.
My God.
But it's mercy right now.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me just, I got to close quick because I told Brother Jack and Brother Smiley, and when I come for first time and stuff,
right.
I don't like to be long. People
right.
don't want you back.
Right.
I tell those young preachers, I say, y'all don't preach long in here. I say, I don't lie, y'all preach. Y'all young preachers don't know enough. Y'all ain't experienced nothing. Jumping up, telling them, straighten me out. Man, how you gonna straighten me out? You don't know nothing. Come on. They used to tell me that when I was a young preacher. Man, I was gone. You could tell me nothing. Old preacher said, it wasn't long. You realize you, after folk take you through some stuff. After folk done took you through some stuff,
right.
You realize you didn't know nothing.
All
right. That's right. They were telling you you didn't know nothing.
All
but
right.
You thought you knew it because you could understand the scriptures and you had a little anointing with your life and God was doing a little supernatural signs and wonders and you thought, you know, God was really with you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's better to be humble. And listen to those old folk to tell you stuff. You know, because the old preachers will tell you, hey, just take your time, boy. You get there, but take your time. You know, the old folk used to say, don't jump no more. No higher than you can live.
Right.
If you can't live it, don't jump or too high. Right. You know, you ain't living right. You know, the first thing that the old bishop used to say, you know, the people that make the most noise in the church, he's an empty wagon making a lot of noise. You know what I'm saying? And see, sometimes the folks that try to be, you know, in the forefront and try to be so spiritual is all working in emotions. You see, sometimes the most holy people and the most spiritual-minded people, and sometimes they just fall by the wayside so quickly. Amen? I have some people, amen, they come into church and the supernatural gifts and signs and working through them. They're having dreams and seeing visions and telling me about people in church, tell me what they've seen, tell me what they... I say, God, that's on target. I said, but slow it down because you'll go crazy.
All right.
Yeah. They don't understand what they, when they see these things and God is dealing with them, they say, oh, God, I can't slow it down. God is good. You're so good. He saved me. He took me out the streets. Oh, Lord. I said, slow it down. Slow it down. See, if you can't slow it down, the devil will overtake you. And sometimes when you're on fire for God, you got to somewhat, I told one brother, he went on 30-day fast. He shaved his head. And I don't think I've seen a more anointed preacher or heard a more anointed preacher and seen the power of God worked in the preacher other than Brother Brandon listening to him on tape and so forth. I said, brother, you like a wild stallion. I was younger than him. And I said, brother, you like a wild stallion. Ain't nobody can ride you. I said, you got to put some harnesses on this thing and slow it down. He didn't last long. But what a preacher. I mean, he would come in here and he'd get up and put his hand up and the building would literally shake. I said, Lord, how much? I said, what a preacher. And when he go to point you, oh, you go to, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on me. But, you see, it's very important that we don't put nothing in front of the word.
Amen.
No gift, no miracle, no sign,
amen.
No one. Nothing in front of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with the word.
Amen.
If you don't stay with the word, you're going to find yourself a failure.
Amen.
You can get so caught up with all kind of, you know, this and that, but if you don't stay solid with that word, you're going to find death going to set in somewhere.
Amen.
Spiritual death will come in.
Lord, yes, Lord.
You got to stay with the word.
Amen.
Okay.
You,
and that's what this message is all about, staying with the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I can't. I tried. I don't know what's going on, but I tried to do the best I could. Let me just, can y'all give me a couple more minutes?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Okay, Revelation 1:10. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard, where? Oh, y'all with me yet?
Behind.
I heard where?
Behind
me. See, the prophet of God brought out, this was behind me. The other one was summoning them up. And this one pertaining to the earth, the other one pertaineth in the fourth chapter, come up here to heaven.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write it in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, and to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see. He said, and I turned to see the what?
The voice.
I turned to see the voice. See, in order, amen, for God to do something for you, you got to turn.
All right.
You got to turn to see the voice.
Amen.
Amen. That's speaking to him. You know, I know how real the voice is.
Amen.
You know, I sit on my seat in the church, and I can hear that voice. Give your life to the Lord. I can hear that voice. You know, I'm young. You know, and I can see those old mamas,
in the church, son, your mama say, all your family say, they used to push you back then. Get up. Get up and give your life to the Lord. You know.
That's the truth.
You gotta move. I said, then he hear the voice. I got to play professional football. What are you talking about? If I can give my life to the Lord, I ain't gonna be able to buy my mom a brand new house. You know, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna do this. You know, y'all got goals in your mind, but you hear that voice. Give your life. Come up here. Come up. You don't want to hear it. I mean, I know. I'm cool. Cool. I'm coming. Good Lord, no, I'm coming. I'm coming. You know, when I get 40, I'm too young for that. I got things that I got to do. But when I get 40, I promise. I promise the Lord, when I get 40, and I got all done everything I can do. And when I'm finished, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I got, you know, that's why I say, young folk, you preach from what you've been through sometimes. I say, you know, the devil wants you to give him your best and give God your mess. What's left over ain't nothing. You see what I'm saying? And you don't understand, this is the right time to give God your best. Amen. And when life comes to the end, and when I come to the end of my journey, I look back and I say, thank you, Jesus. See what I'm saying? I'm grateful to God that he just didn't leave me. I heard a voice to me. He said, behind me. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. Amen. I turned to see the voice. I wanted to see who it was. I could go back to the time I was running around the football field getting ready to play semi-pro football, and I heard the voice. I always tell it, you know, I said, I heard that voice, and I looked up to heaven while I was running, and one of my friends was going to the academy, the Army Academy, and we were running together, and I used to run, never got tired. And my life flashed before me in the moment. And when my life flashed before me, I said, well, God, you know why I was going to do this. Because I was going to, you know, be on television, and I was going to be a star, and I'm going to do all this while I can help young people. That's what I was going to do it for, you know. You know what I was doing it for. You know, immediately, I heard a voice says, you know, in other words, you can't do nothing for me. I'm God. He said, I'm God. When I heard that voice, he said, I'm God. I said, and immediately he said, I can take nothing. I can take nothing. And I can call the whole world to listen to nothing. And I said, oh, God. And then my friend looked at me. He said, he called me Hen. My name is Henry. They said, Hen. He said, Hen, what's the matter? I said, man, think I'm crazy. You think I'm going to tell you what's the matter? See, when you hear the voice, I had a decision. Was I going to turn aside? And I was going to look away to Jesus? Or was I going to keep on running and going on to achieve what I wanted to do? I had a decision to make. When I heard that voice, it looked like I didn't have a decision. It showed me my life. I was going to go to hell. And I knew I was going to hell. And I knew what was going to become of my life. And knowing what was going to come to my life, I said, See, it looked like God said, you won't get to be 40. And your goals, you'll never achieve. And I said, I told my mama, she said, I used to sit in the church. I said, that preacher, that's a homosexual. That preacher, that ain't no good. That preacher, see that fella that's singing? So and so. My mama said, son, you talking about the bishop? I said, yeah, mama, bishop. She said, hey, so. Years later, mama said, son, you was right. See, I didn't know at that time, because when I was calling things out, I thought, to me, it was natural that everybody could see what I could see. But I didn't know, as a little boy and a sinner, sitting there seeing everything, how can I come to church and worship God and all these hypocrites in here? You know, I'm looking at everybody. But when I heard the voice, and I turned aside and I saw him. Amen. The hypocrites didn't matter. See, once you look away to Jesus and you see Jesus for yourself, I went back into the same church. I didn't care about the bishop. I didn't care about the people. All I cared about my soul. Amen. And I knew that nothing would turn me around. Amen. Because I had heard the voice. I had met God. And so I didn't care what the young people did. They laughed at me. And they said, Simmons ain't going with us. And don't tell Simmons. You know, they said, don't tell him. We're going out. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. But, you know, if Simmons come, we ain't going to have no fun. So don't even tell a boy. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's what, and when people go through that challenge, it caused them either to blend in or to give up. And most of them give up or they blend in. I seen one young lady, she came in. She was a pretty girl. And she stirred up, fired up for God. People were doing all kind of stuff. Somebody shot her in the head. She ended up being a prostitute, and somebody shot her in the head. And I said, oh, goodness. Sing. Nice. Brother Brooks can tell you that they were singing together. And boom. I said, Lord, seen these people come in. And I tried to reach out and says, don't let none of these things separate you. Don't let these people separate you. You got to come on, serve God for yourself. That's why I said, you know, little young boy preacher, I says, amen, you got to hear his voice. If you don't never hear his voice, you don't have a true commitment. Because God got to speak to you directly and let him let you know, amen, if you don't serve God, you're on your way to hell. If you don't serve him, it's no way out. When God speaks to you and show you his love for you and that he's concerned and care about you, if you don't never hear that voice, amen. But once you hear, you need to turn aside. Amen. Nothing should stop you. But we let so many things stop us. A little bit of something come up. Just let something look like the pastor said that hurt your feeling. Just look like, Brother Jack, you picked that you look like you favor some other folk over me. You know, and you just, I tell you, Brother Jack, you know, I will keep on coming to your church, but look like you favor some people. See?
All right.
I said, Brother Simon, why you say certain things? I just don't know. But see, sometimes folk walk off from you and you think, you know, what did I do wrong? And they just walk away and they claim. And sometimes you try to do things a little different. You know, try to help them. But a lot of times when you try to do things a little different, you get out of who you are. Come on. But you got to stay who you are and let God just use all of this to make you, amen, a little bit more closer to him.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you get hurt so bad till you cry all night and day. Folk could do a pastor any kind of way, say anything to him. They don't care how he feel, how much he hurts. They don't care how much his wife hurt. They don't care how much his children hurt. They don't care how much. They figure they can take it. You see what I'm saying? But you got to realize, amen, that if you don't stand in the gap for your pastor, amen, and you don't cry out for him, praise God, you see, you just letting these things go. But if you start standing in the gap and start lifting him up in prayer, you'll see God begin to move instead of talking about, I ain't going to let nobody do my pastor like that. I ain't let nobody. Come on. They're going to do it worse till you get on your knees and do it the right way. I started crying out to God. God, help. Help us. God, forgive them and help them. Amen. Because they don't understand what they're doing. You find a lot of those people come right by. Say, I'm sorry. Spirit got on me. Are you with me? Praise God. It's things happen, amen, in church sometimes. And you wonder why things will be going on all the time. It's just bringing a perfection. God got to settle you. God got to establish you. God got to strengthen you. Amen. Praise God. I got now. I remember I came to a little church about like this, maybe a little smaller, years ago. Me and my wife, those. And every time I came, God would start adding souls. I remember one of the first times I came into church, it was a big brother, about 6'6", 6'4", or something like that, maybe about 300-something pounds. Pastor was a little small fellow, smaller than Jack. I went to that big fellow. I said, you say to the pastor, Pastor so-and-so, and you put your hand in his face. And he just started crying. And I went back, and I got through preaching, and I made the altar call. He was the first one on the altar. Thank you, Lord. This brother used to be in Brother Branham's meetings and all. He never come up to the altar. That was his first time coming. He come to the altar, end up being the deacon. The brother was totally changed. See what I'm saying? God will do things for you if you wait on God. And you got to be patient and wait on God and let God do it. Amen? So by the grace of God, you got to turn. When you hear the voice, turn to see what the voice has to say. Moses turned aside and he saw what the burning bush was all about. But if he would have never turned aside, he would never know who he was and what his commission was all about. But turning aside when he heard that supernatural voice, it wasn't, you know, a whole big bunch of noise when I was young. I just heard something speak to my heart and showed me my life and showed me where I was heading. And that's all it took. I got on the altar. I started crying out for God. I started crying out for the Holy Ghost. I started crying. I didn't care nothing about nobody else doing it. Nobody didn't need to push me and encourage me. It was all over. I seen it. May that same God do the same thing for us tonight. May he speak to us and maybe get stirred enough to want to do something about our condition. If he don't do that, amen. I mean, if you want him to do that, then he'll do it for you. But you, if you want some big bang, some big something, some big stir, some big fancy stuff, and not sincerity and dedication and real God spirit with, you know, some, just something that God would just say, come, give your life over. Come, give your life back to God. You know where you've been. He said, come up here. You know where you're at? Are you in the outer court? Are you way back in the outer court? Are you just in the holy place, just trying to hold on to sanctification? Or are you in the inner courts, in the presence of the Lord, feasting on the things of the Lord, eating of the hidden manna, staying back there? Got an inside life of Christ, knowing it, feeding on. I was saying, feeding on the secret things in the secret place. Are you there? Feeding on the secret things in the secret place? Or are you
somewhere on the outer course. Lord, I can hardly make it to church. I can't, I mean, I struggle to make it in that door. But see, if God would just, if you just turn aside, the struggle would be over. I didn't have a struggle anymore because I heard the voice. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one likened to the Son of Man. Are you with me?
Amen.
I saw what this message is all about.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I saw what this word is all about.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, if you turn, God will show you what your life is all about.
Thank you, Lord.
Who you are. Amen. Why you were born. What purpose are you here for?
Exactly right.
God will do it for you.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
Let us stand. Hallelujah. Let's just bow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. One just said he turned back and looked behind. One said he looked up and said, come up here. Father, nevertheless, Lord, you're speaking, Lord. You spoke through the 7 church ages. Now you're calling us up. Said the voice of the resurrection. We don't have time to deal with that tonight. But small, still voice. Hallelujah. Not in the fire, in the whirlwind, but in the small, still voice. Not in the earthquake, but with the small, still voice. Lord, may you speak tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know what's been troubling you. Keep you on the outer court so long. Hallelujah. But God that knows your troubles,
hallelujah.
Touched by the feeling of your infirmities. My brother, my sister, my friend, why don't you turn it over to Jesus tonight and let him fix it for you. So our heads are bowed, hearts are looking to him. Brother Jack, Brother Simmons, I heard the voice. And I know he summons me up a little higher. I'm not satisfied where I am. And I know I need to come up higher. I've been slack. I've been going backwards instead of forwards. I've been getting weaker instead of stronger. But I know your son has set me up. Come up here. Seems like the ship has been battered. There's been a lot of scars and a lot of hurt. A lot of pain. Hallelujah. Wounds and scars. But look to him that was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. Come up here. Look up. Hallelujah. Not around and not down. But look up. Don't look at yourself, but look at Jesus. Hallelujah. That's where your victory is. Your victory is in Jesus. Hallelujah. You can overcome. Hallelujah. As our heads are bowed, is there one tonight that have heard that small, still voice tonight that summons you to come up here and you're willing to come? Just lift your hand and pray for me, Brother Samuels. Pray for me, Brother Jack. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Lord, I know you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? God,
you're calling me to come up, and I'm willing to let go and let God have his way in my life. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do something tonight to come and vindicate your word. Establish it and settle it. Hallelujah. Lord, the veil, hallelujah. Rent the veil. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The doubts and the fears and the things that have been troubling your children. Tonight, in Jesus' name. So Lord Jesus, tonight we give you our all in all. Sorry, Lord. Sorry for my doubts. Sorry for my fears. Lord, I'm willing tonight to come up. Help me now. Help me now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive right now. I receive of your spirit, of your power, your mercy. Lord, tonight, I need you. Need your spirit. Need your power. Need you right now. In Jesus' name. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's just give the Lord some worship, some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him praise tonight. Let's worship him. His presence is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. These musicians just would make their way forward. Believe the Spirit of the Lord has spoke to all of our hearts here tonight. Amen. We all have been commissioned to come up. Amen. And our walk with Christ come up. And God knows exactly where you are tonight. He knows exactly where you are. And he's calling you to come up higher. If you're still dilly-dallying with the things in the world, God wants you to turn that loose tonight. Amen. We will all be judged by the word that we heard in this place tonight. Amen. Come up, come up, come up. If we're just playing games with God, amen, we're not really committed to him. He wants us to come up. He wants a complete and total surrender tonight. Amen. I pray tonight that you won't leave here and just let this go in one ear and out the other, but please respond to God's word tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, God, tonight. Thank you for your spirit here tonight, God. We know that you're present. We know that you're here. God, we don't know who's here and what their conditions are. We have no idea, but you know all about it, God. Oh, God, may your spirit just take complete control. As we just worship you, Lord, for a few minutes, Lord, we invite your spirit to take complete control in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against every spirit that's not of the Spirit of God. Amen. Every spirit that would try to hinder the people of God from going free tonight, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able to set every captive free, Father. Oh, God, there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Oh, let it be broken tonight, Jesus. Let it be broken tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship him tonight. Amen. We'll worship him in a little worship and songs. Amen. But just get your mind on Jesus. Get your heart on Jesus tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. To break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power. Come on. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Hallelujah. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Come on. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. To break every chain. Come on. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. To break. Break every chain. Hallelujah. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah. There's an army rising up. See, there's an army rising up. Hallelujah. Come up hither to break every chain. Say, to break every chain. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, there's an army rising up. Say, there's an army. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm calling an army tonight. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah. To break every chain, say, break every chain, hey, come on, break every chain, yeah, break every chain, hallelujah, I hear the chains falling, I hear the, I declare it tonight, in the name of Jesus, I hear. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I hear the chains. Yeah. Hallelujah. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, break every chain. Every chain. Come on, sing it again. I hear the chains falling. Say,
Hallelujah. I'm free because he set me free. I hear you. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. I hear the chains falling. Say, hey, the chains. Oh, no more hold on me. I hear the chains falling. Hallelujah. Yeah, break every chain. Break every chain. Yeah. Break every chain. Yeah. Every chain. Every chain. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. Come on and worship him here tonight. Come on and worship him here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the chains falling tonight. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Every chain will fall. Hallelujah. Every chain will fall in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe it tonight. Receive it tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the chains. Hallelujah. Come on. I hear the chains falling. Hallelujah. I hear the chains falling. Yes. Come on, say it again. I hear the chains. Chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Yeah, I hear. No more hold on me. I hear the chains falling. Hallelujah. There is power. There is power in the name. Oh, I believe that tonight. I believe it tonight. There is power. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Hey. Oh, to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, I'm convinced tonight that the Holy Spirit spoke to our hearts. Amen. I'm certainly convinced there's many things that were said in this place tonight. And I know that, amen, if you would apply it to your life, then you'll leave here a better Christian. The prophet told us that we can leave one or two ways, either better or worse. And it's up to you which way you're going to leave, amen, tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever is in your life that's hindering you from going up higher, God wants to loose you from that tonight, because the Holy Spirit has summons us to come up higher. As Brother Simmons was saying, amen, he was talking about the sister that the Holy Spirit had him just call that sister out in service one night, and
And when he called her out, amen, she let go, and she let God just begin to have his way, and relationships were broken, and friendships that she had, they were broken, but God was calling up higher that night. Tonight, maybe God didn't call your name out, but he called your situation out through the word. And you know he was speaking directly to you. Hear the voice of Jesus. Just hear the voice of Jesus. The Bible says, the day that you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. So I encourage you to hear the voice of Jesus tonight as it speaks so softly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As Brother Simmons said, it used to be a time where, you know, when they used to, saints would go and pick people up and bring them up to the altar. That's because people knew who God was speaking to. The preacher would come to town, not knowing anything about anybody, but he'd speak to that condition. People knew, God is talking to you. Get them up to the altar. But nowadays, it's just so hard to break through that. You know, you got to practically pay people to come to the altar. Oh, don't be that way. Don't get a stubborn spirit. We were talking about that. Don't get a hard heart. Don't allow the devil to anoint you that way. But be sensitive to his voice. And God, whatever you're asking of me, God, I want to just yield to you, Jesus. I want to yield to you, God. Amen. Let that be your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're in your presence. We are in your presence. I believe your servant, Lord, got himself out of the way. And that's what your prophet told us, that the gift is getting yourself out of the way. Lord, I believe he got himself out of the way tonight and just allowed you to use his elements to speak, Father, what you know, you knew that we needed to hear. God, we've been commissioned, we've been called to come up higher, to come up hither, to come up here. Oh, God, I pray tonight that each and every heart would receive what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking tonight. God, don't let us rest until we come to a place where we've settled this thing with you, Jesus. Oh, God, we might leave this place, but we're not leaving your presence. So, God, I pray that your presence would just surround us and go with us and keep us, Lord, and just minister to us. And, oh, God, as your servant was saying tonight, Lord, many places that he's gone, you speak a certain word, and when he comes back, Lord, there are people added to the church because of the word that was spoke. God, may that be the situation here tonight. May that be the case. That somebody would become anchored in Christ. Somebody would have a commitment, a renewed commitment to serve you, Lord, with everything that they have. Not just give you half of themselves, but God, give you all of themselves. Oh, God, a complete surrender and dedication to the ways of God, to the word of God, to the will of God. Father, I just pray, Lord, that, amen, we'd all be sensitive enough to the Spirit of God and to the voice of God that we heard speak to us in this place tonight. God, we just commit each one into your hands. Only you, Lord God, know what needs to be done from this point forward. Only you know, Jesus. So we commit it into your hands, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your servant. Lord, driving so far just to get here and just to deliver what you placed in his heart. Thank you for your servant. Thank you for all the saints that made it from South Carolina. We just believe it's going to be a wonderful weekend together. Lord, as we go and we come back on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the young people be gathered, Lord, and God, there will be people here with all kind of needs. May we just build upon what happened here tonight, Lord, and may there be a mighty breakthrough before this weekend is over, God. May there be a tremendous, tremendous breakthrough in the spirit. Oh, God, we're looking for you to do, Lord, only the things that you can do in our midst. God, we thank you, God. Ask that you would go with us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can give him praise. You can give him praise. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to just, amen, invite, if there's anyone that you've really felt the Lord was dealing with you tonight and you don't want to leave this church, amen, without a word of prayer, amen, we're here. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. But I just want you to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, because I know he spoke to our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night we'll be back, amen, at 7 p.m. We'll be having a youth service here, and amen, and just expecting just some others to come and join us for that service. But we just want to, amen, just ask that you would come, and amen, just come under expectation, invite others to come. Amen, to be a part of the service on tomorrow night. And we look forward to our precious brother Jeremiah speaking to our hearts. Amen, we thank God for him. And amen, just appreciate, amen, all the believers from South Carolina. God bless you. Amen. And brother Simmons will be speaking again for us on Sunday morning. Amen, at our Sunday morning service. And certainly we're under expectation for all that God has in store for the rest of this weekend. Amen. Thank God for tonight's service. Thank God for the words that were spoken here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Tell you it's hard to dismiss. I just feel his presence. I feel his spirit here. Amen. I feel his spirit is so real. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. This time the brothers will come, amen, to dismiss you, amen, and God richly bless you. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Thank you.